1976.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect there are natural, nutritional, and natural roads to vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here on the Bright Side every day helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last quarter century of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, skin diseases that by the standards of modern medical treatment can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and the world of biology? Standard operating procedure, because, my friends, the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about nutritional supplementation, if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, if you've got questions about prescription drugs or health challenges in general, we welcome your phone calls on the Bright Side at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can check out my website. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products and if you're interested in how you can make some money selling longevity products. Well, I'm joined today by my co-host, as I am every day on the Bright Side, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning. Great to be on once again.
How are you feeling today?
Great.
How are you feeling today? Good to be here. You sound good. I want to talk about your stories on the prescription drugs and on cosmetics, the danger of cosmetics. But first, I want to continue talking about the liver. We spent, the last couple of weeks talking about the digestive system, and we've been emphasizing the liver and its role as a digestive organ, the whole idea that back up between the liver and the small intestine are at the core of most, if not all, disease states. The medical model is that if you have a headache or a joint problem or heart disease, that you want to address the heart, or you want to address your joints, or you want to address your head. The point I'm making here is that this is the wrong way to look at health issues. The only real way to make a headache go away, if you're not going to take the time and effort and love and care to become a medical detective and address the causes, the only way you can work is to do something to the head or the joints or the heart or wherever. And, of course, that means surgery and that means drugs and that means poisoning. And that, worst of all, means that you're only going to be hiding and masking symptoms. And this puts us all in the position of being slaves to the pharmacy and the medical world and the insurance companies, because if we don't correct the problem, if we simply mask symptoms, problems are still percolating away and we're going to be needing to be doctored or needing to be drugged for the rest of our lives. Isn't this obvious, folks? What am I missing here? Do doctors ever cure anything? No wonder non-medical people aren't allowed to use the C word, the cure word. No wonder the FDA screams like a stuck pig if someone has the nerve to say the word cure. The medical world doesn't know what a cure even means because medicine is not about curing. Medicine is about treating, which is a whole different thing. What exactly does treat mean anyway? It means you got treated. It means you didn't do anything. It means nothing happened. You got a treatment. That's a weasel word if ever there was one. The reason you can't say cure is because that would actually mean something. And we can't have any of that, so we get treated. And then we go to a doctor who practices on us. And that's what our modern medical system is doing, folks. It's about treating and practicing. If you actually want something to be fixed, if you have a biochemical breakdown and you need to have it corrected, you got to look for causes. And 99.9% of the time, you will have to look no further than the triangle of disease and the digestive system, and even more specifically, the small intestine / liver. This is an entirely different way of looking at health. We've been conditioned to believe that there's nothing we can do to address our health challenges because we've been trained to look the wrong way. Our attention has been diverted and we become slaves. It's no wonder we're frustrated and confused about our health. I talk to people every day about all kinds of health problems, health challenges. And the one thing everybody has in common is confusion about what's happening and what to do. Listen, what we're doing here on The Bright Side is untangling this crazy ball of yarn that the practice of medicine has become, this crazy, irrational way of looking at health. We become oblivious to the irony of having Kentucky Fried Chicken, a restaurant that specializes in cancer-promoting food, to be promoting and sponsoring the race for the cure for breast cancer. By breaking this down the way we do every day on The Bright Side, we are little by little chipping away at the cement of habit and belief that's been cast over us by mainstream medicine for close to 200 years. The human body is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself. Everything is correctable. Depending on how long we've been making less than great choices, everything's correctable. It can turn on a dime, but we have to turn on a dime. We have to make the changes. We have to make better lifestyle choices. The moment we start to eliminate the stresses and the toxins and give the body the essential raw materials, especially the Mighty 90, as Doc Wallach says, 60 minerals, 12 vitamins, 2 EFAs, 16 amino acids, the repair system kicks in. Without drugs, without doctoring, working with nutrition and understanding the entire body as a nutritional system is the most liberating health choice you will ever make. And by the way, the more malnourished we are, the sicker we are, the faster we notice results. Last week we were talking about how the liver makes and processes toxins and poisons, but also how it produces what is certainly one of the top 20 chemicals in the body, maybe the top 10 produced by the body, and that's something called glutathione. Now, glutathione has got some really cool properties from a biochemical standpoint, but the bottom line is glutathione makes you feel good. And deficiencies in glutathione, which can be caused by physiological stresses, nutritional deficiencies, liver toxicity, deficiencies in glutathione can make you feel crappy. From a physical perspective, when our bodies don't feel good, like tired or achy or sick or memory problems or confusion, pretty much every crappy way that you can feel, glutathione could have stopped it. And by upregulating, that is increasing your own glutathione building, by increasing your body, your liver's ability to make glutathione, you could take a huge step towards feeling better. Taking NAC, NAC, is a great place to start. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is like a little magnet that attracts poisons. It has a hook on it, an electromagnetic hook. And that hook is called sulfur. Sulfur acts like a little electromagnet that is especially attracted to poison. NAC is one of the three musketeers of glutathione. Glutathione is made up of three pieces, three peptides. We call it a tripeptide. And NAC is a powerful way to clean up toxins like drugs and alcohol, heavy metals, radiation. Pretty much any way you can poison the body, NAC can help. It's actually used in emergency rooms. NAC is actually kept in emergency rooms for patients who come in for acute liver poisoning, mostly from Tylenol poisoning, generic Tylenol, acetaminophen as they call it. The second peptide, the second musketeer of the tripeptide of glutathione, is something called glutamine. And this stuff is really interesting. I started hearing about glutamine 25 years ago when I was lifting weights. And I've always said that bodybuilders know a lot about nutrition. They're interested in growing things. Anabolism, that's the biochemical term for growing things, growing tissue. In a way, we're all bodybuilders, or we should be. The ones in the contests, in the magazines, they're just extreme examples. The human body is always in a breakdown or build-up mode, and the trick to staying healthy and strong and vital is to maintain or stay in this anabolic, this building mode, more than when you're in the breakdown mode. When you think about it, bodybuilders and athletes, at least the kind that aren't using drugs, have to know about nutrition because it's their livelihood, it's their profession. And not the baloney stuff, because bodybuilders and athletes need real results. Not that I always agree with everything I read or hear from bodybuilders, but there's a lot of stuff you can learn from them. Anyway, I used to always hear about this stuff called glutamine. And I heard about it, it kept popping up. I started to research, and I realized why bodybuilders were and are loving glutamine. Glutamine is a very, very powerful amino acid. It has a chemical structure that's especially important in building muscle. There's tons of stuff I could talk about with glutamine. I'll save that for tomorrow. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take a break and come back after this. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 31st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,537.20. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,576.10, $788.05 for a half ounce, or $394.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,576.10, $788.05, and $394.03.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation or about the Youngevity products, or if you have health challenges, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9800. 9933 if you want to learn more about the Longevity products. Get to my website, brightsideben.com, or you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. I'm joined today for the next 40 minutes or so, by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Dougie.
Good morning. How are you? It's always great to be on. Boy, did you get the story I sent you on these meds?
Love that story. 12 meds a person a year? Holy moly.
Yeah, they highlight this specific woman, and they kind of take it step by step. That, you know, starting in 93, she had some problems sleeping. She had some things going on in her life, got prescribed sleep prescription drug, then started having bronchitis and lung infections, and another specialist prescribed an antibiotic. Then she had her heart was skipping beats, so cardiologists prescribed her more medications. You know, and as you say, she ends up taking 12 different medications at $900 a month, taking thousands and thousands of pills. And they actually later in the same story say that this report that came out from this group that did the study, they actually published this in the journal Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics, found that number of prescriptions filled each year increased by 39% between 1999 and 2009, and the average amount of money spent in the U.S. back in 2008 was $234 billion. That's billion with a B.
It's up to 314 as of 2010. That's almost a 50% increase, folks, in 2 years. This is craziness. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and his girlfriend has something called Raynaud's syndrome, right? And Raynaud's syndrome is a vasoconstriction of the extremities. And whenever you have blood vessels opening and blood vessels closing, vasoconstriction simply means the blood vessels are closing. Whenever you have blood vessels that are opening and closing inappropriately, you want to think about food allergies. You want to think about nutrition. So when I suggested this to this guy, he said his girlfriend rolls her eyes when she hears about nutrition. And what I wonder is, do people roll their eyes when they hear about prescription drugs? Do they roll their eyes when a doctor says, well, you need to take this prescription drug for your Raynaud's syndrome or your high blood pressure? Why is it that nutritional supplementation has this kind of airy-fairy, fluffy cloud around it, and prescription drugs and doctor-based medicine has this scientific aura? Where did this come from? Why is it that we think that nutrition is some kind of joke, that nutrition is some kind of alternative, hippy-dippy, kind of flaky therapy where surgery and medicine is for real scientists? Where did that come from, Douglas?
I think it's called marketing and the pharmacological political action committees.
Right, political lobbying, commercials. Please, people, friends, don't fall for the baloney. The fact of the matter is, you're not sick. If we're sick, we're not sick because we're deficient in any prescription drugs. More often than not, given the standard American diet, the SAD, the SAD, more often than not, whatever we're confronting really has its roots in some kind of nutritional deficiency or malabsorption syndrome, typically the triangle of disease, and that's the reason we do this program, my friends. There is not a single prescription drug on the planet that can cure anything. As close as it comes is an antibiotic which kills bacteria, and while I'm certainly in favor of taking an antibiotic if you need one, antibiotics don't come without side effects either. There's no way that you can address the cause of a disease state with a prescription drug. You may be able, at best, to eliminate symptomology, but if you have any kind of health challenge, rest assured that you have to get down to the root of it if you want to eliminate it. Elimination of disease states, curing disease states, correcting disease states is fully in the realm of nutritional supplementation. And this craziness that allows us to spend $300+ billion a year on prescription drugs has absolutely got to stop. Our number today is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you've got questions, if you want to join the conversation today, we welcome you. And you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. So they got a new food pyramid going, huh?
Yeah, they're going to unveil it on Thursday this week. So I can't find anything specifically on it. But what they're doing is, instead of making it a pyramid, this is a part of the Obama administration's attempt to educate people on food. And it's going to be four different colors and shaped like a plate. And so then, of course, your different food groups are going to be more like pie-shaped. And they didn't get into any of the articles I read of the percentages. But it didn't sound like they were changing much as far as what the recommendations were. The only difference is, instead of it, it's more of a geometry lesson. It's instead of a pyramid, we're going to have a circle.
Did they tell you what the four, how they're dividing it up now?
The foods be divided up into the plate, and then there will be another little circle next to the plate that will symbolize the dairy product, theoretically symbolizing a plate full of food and then your glass of milk next to it. So they're still advocating drinking milk with your meal, and more likely than not, still advocating a lot of grains. And it, from everything I found on it, they're going to officially unveil it later this week, but it looks like the percentages and the recommendations really aren't changing. They're just changing the visual look to it to make it less confusing because, you know, they updated it back in 05 and made it even more confusing than it had previously been. And so this is just an attempt to simplify things.
Well, Marion Nestle has a great book called The Politics of Food, N-E-S-T-L-E. She's not related to the Nestle chocolate people. That just happens to be her name. And she's a food scientist, and I don't always agree with everything she says, but she has a really neat book called The Politics of Food, which talks all about how the decisions we make and what we consider to be good foods and bad foods and what we consider to be appropriate dietary strategies and inappropriate dietary strategies are based as much in politics and as much in lobbying and as much in economics as they are in health, if not more. And that just goes to show you, folks, if we want to be healthy, if we want to understand how this human system works, and if we want to be able to incorporate nutrition and diet correctly into our lifestyle, the last place we want to go to for information is the government, unfortunately. The first place you want to go to for information is your own body and how you feel. So if you hear and you read and you're being told that dairy products are good for you, that milk is good for you, your milk is good food for you, and you got to get your calcium by drinking more milk, here's what you do. Drink a big tall glass of milk and see how you feel. Drink a couple glasses of milk and see how you feel. And throw in some ice cream and throw in some cheese and throw in some other dairy foods and see how you feel. If you don't feel good when you're drinking your milk and you're eating your cheese and you're eating your ice cream, chances are your body's not processing that dairy. The same goes for grains. If you read and you hear that you're supposed to be doing 6 or 8 servings of grains a day, whole grains or whatever, and you don't feel so good when you eat your grains, chances are the grains aren't doing your body any good. We have to begin to understand and we have to begin to trust how our bodies work. Trust how you feel, folks. If you're not feeling as good as you should, if you don't have a zest for life, if you're not springing out of bed, and if you're not excited to start the day, chances are there's something going on in the body that needs to be corrected. And chances are it isn't going to be very complicated. That's why we break it down to the triangle of disease. Fix the digestive system. Stabilize the blood sugar system. Control stress and cortisol, the triangle of disease, and all the symptomology will fall into place. That's what we talk about on The Bright Side. And that's why we call this program The Bright Side, because it is the good news about health and wellness that says once we start to correct, once we start to change the lifestyle choices we make, the body will change right along with us. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're going to take a time out and come back right after this break. Don't go away.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends if you want to get on board today and contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about health challenges or nutritional supplementation or the longevity products, you can call us at 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. We're talking about the food pyramid a little bit, the new food pyramid, and I opened up the program, Doug, talking about glutamine and glutathione. Folks, if you feel like you're not feeling as good as you should or as good as you want to be, you may want to think about this whole glutathione connection, especially, by the way, if you're taking prescription drugs or if you're smoking cigarettes. In fact, if you are taking antibiotics or a prescription drug, if you're on a high blood pressure medicine or you're on some kind of drug that the doctor tells you you have to take for the rest of your life or you're taking it for a long period of time, it becomes super important to make sure that you're making this glutathione substance, this detoxification substance, because The body, it's hard enough for the body to have to deal with a prescription drug that's knocking out some kind of system, be it the blood pressure system or the immune system. But then the body has to detoxify itself. It has to purify this drug out of the body. And this purification is largely accomplished through glutathione. And if you have any liver problems or if you have a lot of stress in your life, be it physiologic stress or emotional stress, the glutathione system can be overwhelmed. And so making sure that you're making enough glutathione can go a long way towards helping protect you from some of the negativity, the negative side effects associated with prescription drugs, or, by the way, with cigarette smoking as well. If I was smoking cigarettes, I would be making absolutely positively sure that my glutathione levels were where they needed to be. How do you do that? Well, you take yourself NAC. Go get the supplement NAC. Take 500 to 600 milligrams of that stuff a day and make sure you're getting whey protein, which is a good source of glutamine and glycine. And those are two amino acids that help you make glutathione. NAC, glutamine, glycine together make glutathione. Secondly, if you're smoking cigarettes, please, friends, NAC, powerful ways that you can protect your lungs. I got an email from somebody a couple days ago, I think it was, and he said he said his daughter some NAC, and then when he looked at this, he bought it for improving her detoxification, and then he looked at the side of the bottle and it said it was for the lungs. And he wondered, well, did I buy the right stuff? And yes, you did. You bought the right stuff. It just turns out that, like with many nutritional supplements, when you take a supplement for one thing, you get a benefit that is completely unrelated. In the case of N-acetylcysteine or NAC, it's absolutely vital for liver functioning, for liver health, for helping your body make this glutathione substance. But guess what? NAC is also great for your lungs. It's great for respiratory function. In fact, it is literally a prescription drug called Mucomist that cystic fibrosis patients take for their lungs, the very same NAC that you can buy yourself for pretty inexpensively. If you're a smoker, you may also want to make sure that you're taking enough vitamin C after you smoke cigarettes. After you smoke each cigarette, your body loses vitamin C in an effort to detoxify itself. Taking in vitamin C after each cigarette is advisable, 25, 50, even 100 milligrams of vitamin C. You may want to put it in a liquid and swish it around your mouth to protect your mouth tissue and your tongue tissue. And then also vitamin E is very protective of the lungs and protective against cigarette smoke too. So after you're smoking cigarettes, make sure you give yourself vitamin E in addition to vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine or NAC, and that can help protect you from some of the negative effects of cigarette smoke. Not that we're giving our approval to some of these negative life choices, these poor life choices like cigarette smoking and poor dietary choices, but nutritional supplementation can sure go a long way towards protecting you from some of the negativity, the negative side effects associated with these poor lifestyle choices. Okay, our number is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Texas and see what Jackie has to say. Greetings, Jackie.
Yes.
How's it going?
Okay.
How can we help you today, ma'am?
Oh, am I on the air?
You are on the air, talking to me and Doug and millions of people across America.
Okay. I was busy taking down notes. My question is, I've been complaining for 3 months of a lot of joint pain.
Okay.
And so I went to the doctor thinking it might be my thyroid, which I've been taking Armour Thyroid for 11 years.
Okay.
And then this time I insisted that they do a more thorough thyroid test, not just the three things they do.
Okay.
And it came up with I have antibodies, 1,000 antibodies instead of 50.
You want to know about that?
Yes, I want to know if that's what's causing the pain because I'm on.
Heck yeah. Well, I can't tell you if that's exactly what's causing the pain, but I can tell you that's something that needs to be corrected. That's a problem. Let me explain. Antibodies are your body's immune system. Your antibodies against the thyroid means your body's immune system is now attacking the thyroid. That's called autoimmune disease of the thyroid. Some people refer to it as Hashimoto's. Did the doctor mention Hashimoto's to you?
No.
Okay, well, he should have, or she should have, whoever the doctor was. Hashimoto's disease is pretty much the number one cause of thyroid dysfunction, and it is caused by the body attacking itself. Now, I don't know if you've been listening to this program, but almost every day I tell people, if the immune system is activated, you have to first and foremost see what's going on in the digestive system. The link between the digestive system and the immune system is firm and ironclad. 80% of your immune system is located in your digestive system. So anytime the immune system is hyperactive, as in an autoimmune disease, the first thing you want to do is look to the digestive system. Now, if you have a digestive problem, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to jump right out at you and you're going to know what you have, because we become transparent to our digestive problems, especially if we've had them all our life. So first and foremost, my dear, you got to check what's going on in the digestive system. So anytime you have heartburn, bloating, gas, indigestion, cramping, diarrhea, constipation, anything that goes wrong with the digestive system, you need to figure out, what did you eat 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, even up to 8 hours before, and you got to note it down in a little book. And over the course of maybe 7 to 10 days, you're going to start to see that there is a trend. Every time I eat bread, or every time I eat pasta, or every time I eat rice or potatoes or dairy or whatever, every time I eat this food, I get that symptom. And then you're going to need to eliminate those foods. That's job number one. Job number two is going to be to start to take in nutritional supplements that help with the digestive process. One of the most important is good bacteria. Now, the thyroid is especially susceptible to problems with bacteria, because good bacteria or probiotics in the digestive tract activate your thyroid hormone. So if you got any kind of bacterial issue, it's technically called dysbiosis. That means problems with bacteria in the gut. Anytime you have problems with bacteria in the gut, you're going to have a problem with your thyroid. So you're going to want to start to take in these good bacteria, the probiotics. I like the BioLumen Nightly Essence. Then, with every meal, every single time you sit down and have a meal, you want to start it off with 3 digestive enzymes. Not 2, not 1, 3 digestive enzymes. I like the Ultimate Enzymes from Yongevity, but whatever kind you take, make sure it's got a full spectrum of good digestive enzymes. That means for protein, for fat, and for carbohydrates. Technically, you'll see something called protease, you'll see lipase, and then you'll see amylase. And so you want to take 3 digestive enzymes with every meal, and then you want to make sure you're taking your probiotics. A couple more things you want to do for the digestive system. Got to take a break. Stick with us through the break, Jackie, and we'll finish up with your question. Corey and Debbie, hang tight. We'll get to you as well. If you want to talk to us, 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself.
you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Pharmacist Ben here on the Bright Side, along with Doug Winfrey. Thanks for joining us, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. 582-9933. We're talking a little bit about the food pyramid, the new food pyramid. We'll definitely have more to say about this on Thursday when it comes out. But, Douglas, what I did find out, a little preview here, there's going to be four sections, fruits, vegetables, grains, and protein. Fruits are actually going to get their own section, and we'll definitely be talking about that one on Thursday. And then right beside the food plate icon is going to be a nice little junior plate. And guess what's going to be on that junior plate? Dairy. Suggesting a glass of low-fat milk or perhaps a yogurt cup. Well, I hope I'm not offending any dairy farmers when I talk about this or any ice cream shop owners. But let me tell you something, folks. If you spend the rest of your life without dairy, you will go a long way towards improving your health. And I know there's some good things in cow's milk. There's certainly some protein and there's calcium and there's some good fats in there, one in particular, something called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which has some nice little health benefits. But on the whole, everybody would go a long way towards improving their health by eliminating or dramatically reducing the amount of dairy foods that they ate. Dairy, cow dairy is for cows. All mammals make dairy for their own kind, period, end of story. And back in the days before we understood what food was, it was one thing to be drinking cow's milk. But today, that now that we know about the amino acid structure, the protein structure of cow's milk, there's no excuse for drinking that stuff, folks. There's no excuse at all. Now, whey protein is a little bit different, and sometimes people are confused about the difference between whey protein, which is a powerful, powerful food, and dairy. Whey protein, of course, comes from dairy. But the thing about whey protein is whey protein does not contain those factors that clog up the intestines and that cause activation of the immune system to the same degree as whole dairy does. Cow's milk is composed of two main proteins, whey, W-H-E-Y, which is the one we love on this program, and casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. And a lot of the problems associated with dairy are in that fraction of the dairy that contains casein. So whey protein is not the same thing, even though it does come from dairy, is not the same thing and doesn't have the same problems associated with drinking milk. So you can eat your whey protein, and you probably should be doing your whey protein if you don't have any allergy problems, but you definitely don't want to be drinking cow's milk if you can avoid it. Our number is 866-582-9933, Corey in Connecticut. What's going on? Corey?
Yep.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Doing well. How can we help you, buddy?
I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I know it's important. I'm sure you guys are following Monsanto and obviously the stuff regarding the milk. The big question I had was regarding, even with milk products now, it's getting harder and harder to find regarding the statistics. I don't know if the EPA is putting out, but like even radiation in the milk.
Yeah.
And going along with the food guide pyramid, it's getting a little disconcerting as to seeing the VP of Monsanto in the Obama administration. Is there any ties to this new food pyramid that possibly Monsanto had a deal with?
I can't tell you definitively, but I could tell you based on history, there's a link between what the government is doing and what the government is proclaiming in terms of our health and lobbying and economic interests, and that's just the way it is. And I'm a capitalist as much as the next capitalist is, but there is an unholy relationship between capitalism, between economics, and our health. And there's only one way that we can take care of it. We can scream and we can shout and we can picket and we can yell, but that's not going to help us any. What we have to begin to do is understand how these chemicals, how these nutrients work in our body and how our bodies work. So if you're drinking milk and you're running into a problem with your digestive system, stop drinking the milk. If you're eating bread and you're eating grains, I don't care what it says on the food pyramid. If you're eating the stuff and you don't feel good, stop eating it. Even fruits. Many people have a problem with fruits, with fructose malabsorption, fruit sugar malabsorption. I don't care if there's a quarter of that plate that says you're supposed to have 3 or 4 pieces of fruits a day. Don't pay attention. You know, I get myself involved a little bit politically, but mostly I'm involved with nutrition. But one of the things I've learned that people who are involved politically all understand is you can't believe what the government is telling you. The government is not here to be your friend. That's not their job, is to hold your hand and to be your friend. They're there to protect economic interests and to protect business interests. And I don't necessarily see a problem with that per se. However, what we have to do is we have to be skeptical when we're told something by the government in terms of what's happening to our health. They have a very poor track record of taking care of our health as individuals. The only place where we can get information that we can truly rely on 100% is in our own bodies. How do you feel when you eat the fruit? How do you feel when you eat the bread? How do you feel when you drink the milk? How do you feel when you stop eating the fruit, when you stop eating the bread, and when you stop eating the dairy? Let your body be a guide. As Hippocrates said, let your body be a laboratory. See what's happening inside your body. If you're not feeling as good as you should, folks, no matter what it says on the food pyramid and no matter what your doctor tells you, chances are you've got some kind of biochemical breakdown that cannot be addressed with medicine, that needs to be addressed with lifestyle choices, and nutritional supplementation is key among those lifestyle choices. Thanks so much for calling, Corey. Hope you continue listening to The Bright Side. Debbie in Texas, what's going on?
I don't have 3 or 4 pieces.
Debbie? We have Debbie there?
Yeah, she's up here. I'm sorry.
Debbie, turn your radio off. I'm getting a headache.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Debbie. How's it going?
All righty.
How can we help you, Debbie?
Oh, honey, you help me? I'm sorry. I'm literally, you hear what I'm doing, multitasking here. I was interested in knowing maybe assistance for eliminating heavy water retention in the legs. There's no pill or anything.
No. There's no pill. There's no magic pill, and diuretics aren't going to help you either. Here's the issue. When you have water retention in the legs, that means fluid is not moving around as it should, and it's starting to leak out of blood vessels. So a couple things that you want to do. Number one, you want to see why fluid isn't moving around as it should, and chances are there's some kind of clogs going on. And whenever you have clogs going on in the circulatory system or in the lymphatic system, which is similar to the circulatory system, you want to look at the digestive system. Let me say that again. That's very important. Whenever fluids are not moving around as they should, and that could come out under the eyes where you have puffiness under the eyes. It can come out in the extremities, the hands or the feet where you have puffy ankles or puffy hands. It could come out as water retention in the legs. Anytime fluids are not moving around as they should, you want to look for digestive immune activity. Overactive immune system secondary to a digestive problem. Food allergies, number one. Eliminate all the typical, likely suspects in food allergies, the big five. Grains, dairy, peanuts, eggs, and soy. Although there's a lot of other things it could be, those are the big five right there, and you want to eliminate food allergies. In fact, I would go so far as to say that excessive water retention almost always has some kind of food allergy link. So first, eliminate those food allergens. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're moving. The venous system, the veins, and also the lymphatic system depend on muscular movement in order to have the fluid circulate. So make sure that you're moving. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic. You don't have to go get yourself a membership at the gym. Even just walking around the block briskly or even just dancing. Put on some music and just don't let anybody see you because you're going to be looking crazy. But just dance crazy, and that's a great way to move the immune system. Walking up and down stairs is another great way to stimulate the circulatory system. So keeping the body moving is the second thing you want to do. First, look for food allergies. Second, you want to keep everything moving. Keep the body moving. Thirdly, make sure that your kidneys and your adrenal glands are working correctly, and there's nutrients that you can take for that, especially electrolytes. Get yourself on potassium and magnesium and calcium. These are called electrolytes, these minerals, because they have electrical activity that controls how water is taken care of in the body and controls how blood vessels open and close. So get yourself a good source of electrolytes. I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because it's a powder. You can just put it in water and drink it. Longevity's also got the Ultimate Classic and the Tangy Tangerine. Those are also good sources of electrolytes. Vegetable soup, vegetable juices, real vegetable soup and juices, not the Campbell's or the V8 kind, but real fresh veggie juices made with a Vitamix or a veggie soup made with a Vitamix. Those are also wonderful sources of electrolytes. Then the adrenal glands, which we don't talk a lot about on this program, but they're extremely important because they are one of the points on the triangle of health. When the adrenal glands become overactive, when the adrenal glands become fatigued, you will notice that you are starting to have mineral imbalances in the body, and mineral imbalances are one of the things that can cause water retention. So taking care of the adrenal glands is important. The first thing you want to do when it comes to taking care of the adrenal glands is the easiest. And that's relax, breathe deeply. Make sure you're oxygenating tissue by breathing in deep, breathing into the bottom of your body, and then breathing out, exhaling strong. And then there's other supplements you can take for the adrenal glands, but we're running out of time. Get on the De-Stress, Longevity's De-Stress. It's a great adrenal supplement. And then tomorrow maybe we'll cover some more nutritional supplements for the adrenal glands. That's all we got time for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. For Doug Winfrey and all the folks at Longevity and Genesis, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.